Good morning, this is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Ning Ninam Hang Singh. A delegation from the 16th Finance Commission, headed by Chairman Dr. Arvind Panagaria, is set to arrive to Nagaland today for a four-day visit. The delegation will focus on reviewing and discussing key monetary issues, which could be crucial for the state's financial planning and development initiatives. Upon arrival, the Finance Commission delegation will visit the Heirloom Naga Centre in Sovima. Tomorrow, they will meet with Chief Minister Nipi Rio, his cabinet and senior government officials in Kohima. The panel will also engage with various political parties, local bodies and representatives of trade, industries and commerce, ensuring a comprehensive discussion on the region's financial needs and development strategies. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar yesterday said India has put in place a framework in which its relationship with Australia will grow further in the times to come. He emphasized that the shift in the relationship between the two countries was not accomplished on autopilot, but rather through efforts, leadership and ambition on both sides. Addressing the Indian diaspora at the University of Queensland in Brisbane, Australia, on the first leg of his two-nation tour, Mr. Jaishankar said India is on a high-growth trajectory and wants to grow with the world. The minister further said that India has comprehensive strategic partnership with select countries in the world, and Australia happens to be one. The External Affairs Minister is on a five-day visit to Australia. He will inaugurate the fourth Indian consulate in Australia in Brisbane today. He will also co-chair the 15th Foreign Minister's Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart, Penny Wong, in Canberra. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Singapore on the 8th of this month, during which he will address the 8th Roundtable of ASEAN, India Network of Think Tanks. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has observed that with the introduction of new technologies, modern train sets and completion of electrification next year, rail travel in the country is all set to undergo a phenomenal change within the next 5 to 7 years. He was inaugurating a media event in Kozhikode yesterday. The minister said under the Amrit Bharat Station Redevelopment Scheme, 1,334 stations are being redeveloped at a cost of 1 lakh crore rupees, of which construction is progressing in 1,100 stations. Tapping the huge creative potential India has, he said, the government is planning to set up a chain of Indian Institute of Creative Technology in different parts of the country. He announced that an IT hub will be developed adjacent to the Kozhikode railway station, for which a 5-acre railway land has been identified. Indian startup ecosystem has reached $12.2 billion in funding in the first 10 months this year. It has already surpassed the total amount raised throughout 2023, with 2 months to go. Homegrown startups crossed $1 billion in funding again across 119 deals in the month of October. September saw the second highest funding with $1.63 billion, behind the peak of $1.92 billion registered in June. In October, the growth and late-stage funding segment comprised 28 deals, contributing $846.2 million to the total funding amount. Last month, Union Cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, approved the setting up of a 1,000 crore rupees venture capital fund dedicated to the growing space sector. Indian space research organization ISRO has started the country's first analog space mission at Leh in Ladakh, where space agency will simulate life in an interplanetary habitat. The move assumes significance as India is planning to send a human to the moon in the near future. Analog space missions are field tests in locations on Earth that have physical similarities to the extreme space environments and play a significant role in problem solving for space flight research. Ladakh has been chosen for such a mission as the geographical features of the area, dry and cold climate, barren land, high altitude terrain and extreme isolation are considered to closely resemble Martian and lunar landscapes. The month-long mission comes in the wake of India's plans to set up lunar habitats, which could provide a base to launch interplanetary missions. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.